Well, peanut harvest is picking up all across the Southeast, but the Peanut World magazine reports that the U.S. peanut harvest, while there is an abundant peanut supply in the world, is going to oversupply the international peanut market. They said this week that due to the heavy stocks of peanuts in Argentina, where inventories exceed largely the level of stocks from previous years, that Argentina peanut exports will expand in the marketing cycle all the way up to September of 2016. To the overproduction in Argentina is it added an expansion of 22%, they say, from the U.S. market and 20% more from India. The huge increase in world peanut supplies faces a poor increase in demand, so it will increase the peanut oversupply in the world and it will keep the pressure on prices. In brief, Argentina officials said there is lots of unsold big kernel quantities and there is no offers for small kernels. The USA is awaiting a huge 2015 peanut crop, and China has had some beneficial rains, but they are showing problems with aflatoxin. In India, there is good weather, and the new crop will be bigger than normal. That coming from the international market. Domestically, the National Peanut Board says they're going to rev it up with trying to increase their promotion and efforts to build a bigger market in the U.S. We feel it's crucial to tighten our target audience to include millennials. That's people between the ages of 18 to 35, according to Bob Parker, the president and CEO of the National Peanut Board. He says market research shows this generation is bombarded with more choices and more messages about snacking and nuts than older generations. Even though the millennials are open to listening to messages about peanuts and peanut butter, there's not enough relevant messaging delivered in the digital format, he said, so they plan to rev it up and get some more peanut information out there. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.